I think we got really into that intro behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. We were both drumming. I was about to pull out my imaginary bass.
Oh, yeah.
And strum the two strings for that bass line. The easiest bass line ever.
It's because of the episode. It's because of the episode.
Yeah, that too.
That's why. We're hyped up. We're hyped up for the episode.
Yes.
And the topic and everything. Law and Disorder coming at you. Season 7.
Season 7. Thanks
we're
for joining. We're
here. We are rolling through Season 7. Let's thank the sponsors, Wayspace Audio, for the headbanging jam we got going on, and Young Ideas Dish for your Dish and Google product needs. And we are here, and we are talking concerts.
Concerts. That thing we haven't been able to do since COVID. Yeah, we're doing it again.
We're doing it again, and we've both had some, like, really good concert experiences.
Yours is way cooler than mine, but mine was still good.
You had a good experience, too, okay?
Yeah, yours is just cooler.
Don't belittle it. So, yeah, this has been a really good year for concerts, like big shows, like not just like these little shows. Like Taylor Swift is like blowing up the concert spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna have, I think, when it's all said and done, it's gonna be like the biggest concert ever, mm-hmm. like the biggest tour ever. Like
in regards to like most amount of people, I think most amount of money spent, like all that.
Yeah, Beyonce's touring right now. Beyonce's doing very similar stuff, but it's like Taylor Swift is still like on that other like level. Like that's what somebody was telling me when I was at the show the other day. The security, they go, "This is loud." They go, "This is cool." But Taylor Swift is like, "Ah!" Like 100,000. "Ah!" I can't do a girl voice. You have to scream.
No, I won't submit our audience to that.
But yeah, she's like 100,000 of those like girl screams is a bit much.
I've been to concerts where girls, like, not only screamed, but, like, shrieked like a banshee beside me, and I thought she busted my eardrum.
Well, that's what the security guard was telling me, is that the Swifties were all pretty much that. Just, I can't even go that high.
It no, hurts. I could. I'm not going to do that. That would hurt everybody's ears.
It hurts my throat to go. So we're talking concerts.
Mm-hmm. Am I going first, or are you going first?
Am I going first, or are you going
first? I'll go first, because mine will be shorter.
Whatever.
No, it will. Okay. So, I couldn't make it to the Taylor Swift concert, because this is when Ticketmaster broke, and then by the time you could get tickets, they were too expensive, and at that point, my give-a-crap factor was like, it's too much effort and money.
It was like,
I don't know.
Either pay the mortgage for the next 3 months, or go to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And I'm like, I like my house. So, I didn't go to Taylor Swift. Saw lots of videos of the concert. It looked like a great
time. They're releasing a concert movie, I think, in October. Like an official.
I'll watch it then.
An official concert movie.
But instead, I was able to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh.
Instead. And it was awesome.
It's Joe, Nick, and...
Kevin.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to say John.
No. Joe, Nick, and Kevin. And, you know, I've been a Jonas Brothers fan since they became popular in, like, what, 2008, 2009, something okay. like that. You know, I was in high school when they got popular, okay?
Okay.
And I was a Jonas Brothers fan back then, and I actually didn't go to any of their concerts when I was in, like, high school, college, anything like that. And I'm 30 now, so I finally, as a 30-year-old, went and got to see the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So, okay, this is something that will date you. Did you notice that there were more people your age, like people that would have started listening to them back then, 08, 09? Than like younger kids or older kids? Like there's like a certain demographic that was at that show.
Oh yeah. There were definitely more millennials there than I would say like younger. All the young kids I feel like that were there with their parents or like their moms.
Their big sister or something.
Yeah. There weren't actually, honestly, there really weren't that too many kids there.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You're just like, it's a good social experiment to see like, okay, like this is what we've all turned into. We all got money now. We all got our own money. We couldn't go to the show when we were 16 because mom wouldn't buy the tickets for me. Guess what, mom? I got my own tickets. Mm-hmm. I got my own money.
And we're past COVID, so we can go.
Yeah. You see this, mom? I'm drinking a $12 beer, and you can't do nothing about it because it's my money.
I paid $40 for parking.
Eat that, mom.
Yeah. And then I spent money on tolls and gas to drive there, and, you know, it's all fine. Anyway.
Well, how was the show?
The show was great. I went with my sister and my sister-in-law, and we actually dressed up. I can post the pictures, I guess, to the Law and Disorder Facebook page, but we dressed up like the Jonas Brothers when they did the Disney Channel games. So basically they were just like in shorts and t-shirts and headbands, and they were like color teams. So I was red, so I had like all red on, and then there was yellow and green. And so we all walked around together, and everybody loved it.
So
we got lots of compliments.
Were there other people that did like dressed up in a similar way? Sorry.
There were probably three or four other like groups that did the same thing as us, the Disney Channel games. And then as far as dressing up, there weren't really costumes. I guess the thing for their concerts is red dresses.
Okay.
Because in one of their songs called Burning Up, like they mention red dress in the song. So like you're supposed to wear a red dress.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I saw a lot of sparkles and glitter.
Okay.
Lots of glitter, sequins, like sequin skirts, sequin boots, sequin pants, lots of sequins.
Was it mainly female?
Yes.
Okay, it was like a girl's night out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you.
I would say 90 to 95% female.
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, was it fun? Like, good energy? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, the crowd was great. So I knew most of the songs. Some of the songs I didn't know, I guess, like, either they're, like, the newest songs on the album. I don't think I've listened to their newest album all the way through. So, but other than that, I mean, the crowd knew every song. They let us sing along with them. The energy was good. All their backup musicians were great. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. They were so talented. And they just kept the energy up
the whole time. Did they do any other solo stuff or any other?
Yeah. Nick sang a song. He sang one of his solo songs, and so did Joe.
Because Joe was in that other band.
Yeah.
Dang it. What's the name of that band?
DNCE or something?
Yes. I actually enjoyed some of their stuff.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to realize that he was one of the Jonas Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And then Kevin's the one that just kind of just didn't do anything.
He went and started a family.
Yeah. But then he came back. He's like, hey, let's.
Yeah.
Let's be a Jonas Brother. And then they all have hot wives.
Yes.
Yeah, they all did. They accomplished that. Good job, guys. They have kids now, don't they?
I think they all have kids now, yeah.
Yeah. But it was cool. Like, it didn't seem. You know, sometimes you go see those shows and it's like a nostalgic show and you're like, they shouldn't be doing them dances when they're 40 because they're not really having any more. But, like, they still all look pretty, like,
they don't
put
look,
together.
Yeah, they don't.
They're taking care of themselves.
I mean, I know I'm the same age as Nick, who's the youngest. So his birthday is 3 days apart from mine. So he's literally my age. So none of them are 40. I think Kevin, I don't know how old he is, mid-30s.
Yeah, I think once they hit 40 or 45 is when you like if you see like Backstreet Boys or those guys.
I've seen Backstreet Boys.
You're like, oh man, I don't know. Like,
they look good too.
Well, some, I mean, maybe it's because of the activities. Like, they're pretty active entertainers.
Oh, you should see them up there. Like, they're sweating. Like, a third of the way through the concert, they are just like, yeah, it's a lot of energy. It's a good workout. But no, what they did was they sang songs from all five of their albums.
Oh.
So they would, like, I don't know how they did it. They would play nostalgic songs in between all, like, their albums.
Okay.
But I could tell, at least I got more excited when I heard the nostalgic songs, because I think for most of the people that were there, that's when we became Jonas Brothers fans, was when those nostalgic songs came out, some of their earlier stuff.
Right.
Like, I liked their new stuff too, but like the crowd really went crazy for the older stuff.
Well, because when some of these bands release new music, a lot of them like tour and promote the new music, and it's like they don't always go back. So, you know, and sometimes you're like, no, I don't want to hear this. I came for this. I came to a Jonas Brothers to hear these songs, the songs I grew up on. A lot of artists don't do that anymore. Some of them are like, I'm just going to promote my new album and I'll play a couple of old ones here and there. So like what they're doing, like Taylor Swift's doing a very similar format, right? Where she's going through like
15 years worth of music.
Yeah, the Eras Tour or whatever. So yeah, it's like it's cool to see artists do that, embracing their past. Because some, you know, in a way it's kind of hokey. Because like you were singing some of their songs earlier and it's like, that sounds weird. But I mean, when they're 15 years old singing these songs, it's cool. When they're 35 singing that song, you're like, it's not as cool, but it is because they've embraced it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. Did you have any, was there like a memorable moment where you're like, oh, this is worth it. This was worth whatever I had to pay. This was worth all of it.
memorable moments. I don't know. I just thought they were really genuine and sweet when they talked to the crowd. Very, very nice, inclusive. Everyone around me had the same energy. We also had floor seats, which was, I don't think I've ever had floor seats to a concert before. Cool. So that was cool.
Once you get down there, you're like, where has this been my whole life?
Yeah, except the chairs sucked. I hated the chairs. I was at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, which is a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, they put like fake flooring down, like these fake like plastic panel things, which those were fine. I'm not complaining against those because you got to protect the turf. But the chairs were like these really, really thin, crappy plastic foldable chairs.
Like the Walmart ones?
Yeah, like the really flimsy plastic ones. And it's not like they were spaced out and you had leg room. Like they stacked them, the rows, side by side. And then they took the chairs, and I guess to keep the rows from getting messy or to keep people from stealing chairs, they zip tied them together.
What?
So all the chairs were zip tied together.
So you're like bound to each other.
I mean, I wasn't zip tied to my family that was me, but your chair didn't move unless like maybe the whole row kind of shifted a little throughout the night, but no, like you couldn't pull the chairs apart.
Oh, that sounds.
They zip tied them.
Cramped.
You know when like you're on an airplane and you're like, man, these seats are like really cramped together. That's what it felt like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there were too many chairs out there. Like, I really wish there had been less chairs, but I guess that means less tickets and less money. So
is it like an airplane? Like, where you know how sometimes you get on a plane and, I mean, because I'm a bigger dude in regards, I mean, I don't have a little waist, but I don't have a big waist either. But I have, like, broad shoulders. And there's sometimes when people have to sit, like, next, like, if they're in the middle row and I'm on the end, you can tell they're like, oh, man, I know this guy can't just, like, I can't do the visual, but it's like, I can't just do this the whole time I'm on a plane. You know, I can't, like, squeeze in. Like, they know, like, oh, he's just going to take some of my real estate. I know he is.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
People overlapping?
Oh, for sure. I really noticed it. There was people that sat two rows in front of us. There was a girl sitting down there already. And then I guess this family of four came over. And I want to be respectful and polite when I say this, but they were bigger people. Like, they were bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably close to obese size bigger. Not judging, whatever. But I don't know. I'm letting everyone know that concerts like this have crappy seating down there. And they sat down, and I think each of them probably took up more than a chair's worth of space.
Mm, okay.
And I mean, I that's not their fault, but I wish like they would have said like on the ticket or on the website or like how that seat, like what exactly the chairs were. Cause like I could tell like right away, they were like embarrassed. They were uncomfortable. The girl that was sitting there when they came over was uncomfortable the whole time because, you know, she was trying like right up against her in her chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, they almost should have bought two tickets and two chairs each because that was looked uncomfortable.
And so when you get on an airplane, everybody knows at this point, like how small airline seats are. So people who might have an issue with a seat, a single seat, they know to buy two seats, just straight up. They know now because everybody knows, like, hey, airplane seats are this small. But that's kind of deceiving on the part of the venue or the promoter or whatever. It's like, hey, maybe you should promote this. Like, you should put that out there somewhere. They're like, hey, these things are little cheap plastic seats. It's almost like they were better off not having seats at all and just having standing room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like we're giving you a seat to have a seat.
I don't know if it was crowd control or what. But I mean, no, standing room would have been a lot. I mean, I felt just as crowded. It's just with the chairs, instead of everyone like moshing to like the stage, you're stuck right in front of your chair. But I mean, there were people literally on all sides of me still.
Yeah, because I mean, I was telling you earlier, I went to a Texas Longhorns game, college game last year, and now they do it where the aisle seats are, I guess, a quote-unquote premium seat, and they put those, I don't know how to describe them, those cushions. Like when
stadium
you go to,
cushions.
Yeah, like a stadium cushion, except these are bolted to the seating area. So the first two seats of every aisle are these stadium cushions with the back and the thick padding and all that. Well, these are bleachers. Most college stadiums have bleachers. So when we sat there were five of us, And we were the five people after those two. And we were kind of crammed in there. And at one point, it kind of became an issue because we're like, dude, you're in our space. But your seat's already too big to begin with. Like, their padding is this. I mean, bleachers have like a number. And it's like, technically, your butt's supposed to like sit on that number. And you're kind of overlapping each other. And then when you're standing, you're still kind of huddled up against each other. And it's like, the venue's not really promoting that. Like, hey, you're going to be a little crammed in here. Which I get it. You're at a sporting event. You're at a concert. But you should just give a little bit of a disclaimer. They're like, hey, you're going to be up against your friends a little bit more than you maybe had, you know, maybe you bargained for. And these people are going to have a little bit of your space because we put these stupid cushions here that are, you know, they technically were taking up like three seats between those two guys, mm-hmm. like three little numbered spots. So it's like, if we had, what was it, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we really had like 4, 5, 6, 7 because they took up 1, 2, and 3. So that's shame on the venue.
Yep.
Like, just promote it so we know what we're getting into. Mm-hmm. You know? And then we're not getting smaller. The seats aren't getting smaller. We're getting bigger in some ways.
Yeah.
You know? Well, but overall, you had a good time?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Good memories?
Great time. Had fun with my family, my sisters. Lots of pictures, lots of video. Great music. Nothing went wrong. Couldn't ask for a better time.
Did you get a souvenir? Did you get a shirt or something? Or?
I think my costume was my souvenir. I wasn't paying $45 for a t-shirt. So we had our costumes and I'm like, I'm good with this. And then we had photos and videos, which are mean more to me than stuff. So,
see, I ended up buying stuff when I went.
Yes. Okay. We're going to switch over to you and hear your concert experience that you just had.
Okay. So I went to Metallica's M72 World Tour in Arlington. And if you don't know anything about Metallica, they've been a band for 42 years, I believe, now.
Longer than we've both been alive.
Oh, yeah. 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 They've been around a while. So they're doing a tour, a stadium tour, where they play two different shows. So they play a Friday night show and a Saturday night show, and or Sunday nights, Friday and Sunday. Entirely different opening acts, entirely different set lists. It's a whole new show. And you could buy a ticket that was for both days. And then you could also buy individual tickets for, you know, Friday and Sunday. So through some of the avenues that I deal with, like I'm in the Metallica fan club and like I'm in a local Facebook group that's like affiliated to the official fan club. They did this promo like where you could put your name in the hat and they basically just draw you out. And you were going to work for the fan club and hand out like these little QR codes with a chance to win Metallica signed stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you guys are going to come in early, very early, a couple hours early. You're going to be giving this stuff out when the doors open. You'll be giving it out up until like 30 minutes before Metallica comes out. You can't watch the other opening acts because you're going to be working. But we're going to feed you and you're going to get a snake pit ticket, which the snake pit is like the pit that's like in between the stage. So the stage is round like a donut and we basically were the donut hole. So that donut hole only held between 900 to 1,200 people, depending on what city they were in and occupancy. So I was in that donut hole. And the stadium on Friday and Saturday night both averaged 100,000 people. So I got in. I got to do the whole thing. When they fed us, they took us down into the catering area where bands would eat. And like the sound crew and all that stuff. I didn't get to see anybody cool there, but there was another group that was there earlier that Pantera was eating in the same room. So they were like, yeah, Pantera was like a little bit of ways, but they were in the same room with Pantera. So I got down into the snake pit and I got like tons of videos, tons of pictures. The stage was in the round like a donut and they had four different drum sets that would pop up. And as the night progressed, it started off to your right. And then it just worked its way back to the left. So I ended up standing to the left, right by the drum set. I literally was leaning up against the stage. That's how close I was. So that was Saturday night. And, you know, it's like whatever ticket you had was your ticket to get into the building, but then you got that upgrade. It's like my little wristband, and I spent my money on Metallica gear, and I did spend money on Metallica gear. But it was so cool because there was, I think, eight of us that did this gig. And we're all like, dude, like, this is so awesome. This is like a dream come true.
So they only picked 8 people out of how many people were in like the drawing?
Well, the fan club page in general in Dallas has about 1,000. So, and it was just like, hey, let us know if you're interested and then we'll let you know if you want. So I put my name in, I think on Monday, and then I found out later in the week.
That's awesome though.
So I was like, oh, like, I don't know how
many
people.
That's a big deal.
That was a very big deal. So there's more to that story. But Saturday, they had another set of concerts. There are two of the Metallica kids are in bands. So James Hetfield's son is in a band called Bastardane, and Rob Trujillo, the bass player, his son is in a band called Otto. So they played a show in Deep Ellum. And I had bought tickets to that months ago. And the venue that they played in Deep Ellum, I think they said the occupancy was 250 people.
And they very tiny.
And they had a good response to the first show when they released tickets for the first show that they announced the second show. So I'm down there. I go down to the show. I'm on Facebook in our group. Like, everybody's always messaging. And somebody's like, hey, Rob's here. Robert, the bass player. So I'm like, oh, I see him. If you're facing the stage, he's to the left. I'm like, I'm going to work my way over there. And this is before his son comes on. It, like, intermission, and people are like taking pictures with him, talking to him, and I see this lady that she was a little older, so I didn't know if she was like his handler or something. I didn't know who she was. All I know is I just kind of like scooted my way over there next to this lady, and then he goes to the back for a minute, and then he comes back, and then the lady's like, I'm so nervous, I really want to talk to him. And I'm like, oh, she's a fan. I thought she was like his handler. And he comes back and he stands next to us for his son's entire set. So it's me, this lady fan, and Robert Trujillo from Metallica, the bass player.
Is that the one with the guy with the really long hair?
The guy with the long hair, and he plays the bass.
Cool.
And I'm taking videos of like us three, and like we're just jamming, and he doesn't go anywhere. He's just sitting there. It's his son's band. His son's band, Otto, is amazing. They're still, I think they've only released like 2 albums. I think this is their first full length. And it was like a really cool show. And somewhere in the, like, I want to talk to him, but it's like, how do you do this? Like, mm-hmm. you don't want to be that guy. They get that every day. And then at some point, it turned into like, it started as like, man, it's such a cool fan moment. Like, this is awesome. And then I started recording him. I started recording the band. And then I started just observing him. And then I realized it's like, it's a dude watching his son's band play. So then I started having like these cool, like dad, like this is such a cool dad moment. So I was recording, his son had a bass solo. Like there's like a few minutes where it's just him playing. And I recorded his son playing. And then I panned over to dad, to Robert. And you just see Robert just like jamming and he's like just enjoying himself. And you felt like such a like cool dad moment. And you're like, oh, this is so awesome. Like I get to experience this. And after the band's done, I'm like, I really want to say something to him. And at this point, I don't want to say like, oh, dude, I love Metallica. I want to be like, dude, this is the coolest, like, dad from one dad to another. This is the coolest moment I could have experienced. And I didn't get to. He went to the back, and I was like, oh, fuck. And so me and that girl are sitting there, and we're just like, all right, like, this is so cool. And we're just hanging out because we're waiting for the next band to come on, mm-hmm. for James Hetfield's band to come on. Well, then he comes back. For them, when Bastardane comes on, he comes back. So I guess we were cool enough that we left him alone that he came back and he stood right there where he was. And we're like, me and this girl, like, oh, he thinks we're cool. Like, we're not bothered him. So then the band starts playing and like a song into it, this drunk fan goes up there and starts talking to him. And it's like, oh man, I love Metallica. He keeps trying to like yell into his ear because the band is playing.
Yeah, and you're right next to this. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you literally are just like, you don't interrupt anybody during a band playing. Mm-hmm. So then his real handler, who's right next to him, kind of like pushes the guy off. And he's like, he points to Robert. He's like, let's go back here. So then they leave. I'm like, ah, they're gone.
He ruined it.
And me and that girl, like, he ruined it. We were right here the whole dang time. So after the show, I get to meet the band. You know, I got to meet the Otto. I got to meet the drummer. Cool dude. And then I'm getting ready to leave because they're going to change. They're going to kick everybody out to start lining up people for the new show. And as I'm leaving, James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, is in like this little like table that's like roped off area with some friends. And then Robert's there. And I go over there to go talk to, I'm like, I'm going to say something to him. Like, I'm going to get over there and say something to him on the way out. That drunk fan gets in front of me and starts talking to the same guy. And I'm like, get out of the way. I hate you. It's the same guy. And his little handler's like, dude, you got to go. So then I it's like, I'm like a little kid. I'm like tapping him on the shoulder. I'm like, excuse me, Robert. I'm like, hey, man, we were standing right here. Like, we were standing next to each other. You know, he's like, yeah, yeah. And we were talking. I said, dude, I want to tell you that was like the coolest dad moment ever. Like, it was just amazing to watch that firsthand. Like, your reactions to your son. Like, dude, he's amazing. And all the whole Metallica, I love you guys, went out the window. And it was just like me talking like a dad. And he's like, man, I really appreciate that. And he shook my hand. And I was like, holy crap.
I'm never washing my hand again.
I haven't washed it since.
Ew.
No, it's washed.
Kidding.
So that's Friday, Saturday night. That's night two. So then night three, I'm going back to the show. And I had stayed in touch with the people that had hooked us up with the pit stuff. And I was like, and I had the guy's number. And I was like, hey, man, I think I told him on Friday. I said, hey, man, if you need anybody on Sunday, let me know. Like, I don't mind helping. Like, I was like, I'll take another pit ticket. It's kind of joking. And he messaged me and he goes, hey, he goes, I could use another hand. He goes, I don't think I want to have a pit ticket for you. I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, I'll show up anyways. I'm like, I want to show. And he's like, well, you can't get in early because you don't have the pass. I'm like, that's cool, dude. I'll go find you. Like, I'll find you once the gates open. So I got there early and I met him when the gates open. Like, I flagged him down. He's like, you sure you don't mind helping, man? I can't do anything for you. I was like, no, dude, I got it. Like, I just want to be a part of this. This is so fun. So then I start handing out these like tens of thousands of these little things as people walk in. So then his boss, he's from France, I believe. He's like, hey, man. He goes, I really appreciate it. I really wish I could do something for you. And I was like, nah, dude, it's cool. Don't worry about it. And so later on, as the night progresses, he goes, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. I was like, okay. So at some point, I end up with like a sticker pass thing to get me down to go eat dinner back in the same catering area. And we get in, we start making our plates. And they go, hey, you guys got to get out of here. Security's like, yeah, you guys got to go. We're like, okay. And like, you just wait here in the tunnel. So we're like in the tunnel under AT&T Stadium. And they go, the band's coming through. So then Metallica like comes up ahead of me, probably like 50 yards on their golf carts. And the entrance for them to go to the stadium is right there. So they kicked us out to let them come through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just like, holy crap, Metallica's right here. So then we ate dinner and the band started playing. And the main guy I'd been dealing with, he goes, here, put this on. I'm like, okay. He goes, go into the snake pit. He goes, somebody will get the pass in a little bit. He goes, you're on your own after that. Because I didn't have a wristband or anything saying, yeah, I was official. So I had like this Willy Wonka, like golden ticket. It's like this lanyard that can get you anywhere in the stadium for like 30 minutes. So I got back into the pit and I got to the exact same area I was at the night before. And it was the same security guard. And the security guard's like, what are you doing here? I thought you had tickets. I thought you couldn't be down here tonight. I'm like, don't worry about that. I'm here. So
figured it out.
I was there again.
In the same exact spot.
In the same exact spot for night two. And I was like, you know, and I had this little lanyard on. I'm probably shouldn't be telling the story at all because.
Did you get to keep the lanyard?
No. They literally, like, one of the guys came in there later and was like, hey, man, I need that back. I'm like, all right, cool. Because it's like their work lanyard.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, they're like, they've been working the whole tour. So, yeah, I got to go to the. I never even sat in my seat. I still to this day don't know what my seat was going to be at.
Like, how are your feet?
Dude, so. So after night one, you know, because we walked a lot, just giving out those flyers and all that. I was in the pit and my knee was just killing me. Like, my knee was just on fire. So Sunday, I took like a little knee sleeve and I had that on. And I was in the pit and I'm like up against the wall and I'm like trying to stretch my knee and my hip. And there was a guy next to me that was like doing like calf stretches. And there was a lady next to me that was like trying to pop her neck. And we're all like, God, we're so old. So the demographic at a Metallica concert, they've been around 40 years. Mm-hmm. So there's people that were, you know, 18, 20 years old when they discovered them. And now they're 60. And then people like me, you know, I discovered them like middle school, high schoolish. But then there's people that have brought their kids, that have brought their grandkids. I mean, they were like little kids. They were like 2, 3 year olds that had like the little earmuffs and all that. So it was a very much like an all-age show, but like you would see like grandpa with his son, with his grandson. And it was just like an amazing experience. And I'll never be able to do this ever again. I'll never replicate it. And I couldn't have afforded those tickets even if I wanted to. Like, they were expensive to be down there. So
God was smiling down on you. God was smiling like, down. Sergio needs this. He's getting this pick me up right now. I'm gonna give this to him.
Just telling the story. I'm like, it's so like freaking crazy. Like not like I caught lightning in a bottle 2 days. 3 days.
Technically three. I'm gonna give you a 3 day on that. Cause that second night in Deep Ellum, that's so cool.
I mean, and I wasn't even gonna go. I had those tickets and I was like, I just went to Metallica. I had to go to work that Saturday. I got off work and it was like 110 degrees. I'm like, it's so hot. I don't know if I want to go. And I kind of like hyped myself up to go. And then when I got there, I was like, I don't know if I had a beer. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel kind of out of place because I don't look like a metalhead. There's like some diehard metalheads in there. And I'm like, I don't know. And then the music started playing. I was like, all right, I'm going to stick around. And then that message like, hey, Rob's here. I was like, oh, like,
oh, I'm staying now.
I'm staying here. Yeah, I'm staying right here. I got a pee screwed. I'm staying right here.
I'm curious, since you said the first night and the second night they were doing like two completely different sets with different songs. Was there one set you enjoyed more than another, or did you like them both equally?
So the first set, I feel like the first set had more energy. They have an expansive catalog, you know, they tons of music. And you can't even, I mean, you could have added more songs. I mean, there was just so many songs that you're like, oh, they should have played this, they could have played that. But the first one, I think, felt so much more alive just because, well, from a fan standpoint, it's like, I have all this adrenaline because I've got all this cool stuff going on in me. And it was just like, I actually was watching the YouTube video of it the other day. And I was like, dude, this concert was jamming. Like, I'm like seeing it from, you know, visually from up high. It's like, oh dude, this thing was as jamming as I thought it was. So night one, I think because of all the newness.
Okay.
Everything was so fresh and so like, so much energy. Doesn't take away from night two, because night two was amazing. I got a guitar pick for both nights. They, at the end of the show, they throw out all their guitar picks, and I caught one both nights.
Yay.
So I've got that. It's pretty cool. I got some swag. You know, I bought some. I went to a pop-up store Thursday through Sunday. They had two different stores. I went to both of them. I got like a limited edition poster. I spent my Metallica money. I spent too much money. But yeah, it was just like, no, but night one, I think, was better. I mean, I don't know, but night two was amazing. But I was on such a high from the middle night.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Like, it's just like this amazing fan weekend. I'm going to their show in St. Louis in the fall, like in November, and I'm taking Andrew and Myrna. So it'll be Andrew's first concert experience. And I'm already like, okay, I need to get better tickets. My tickets are okay. But it's like, I need to get better tickets. I need to get Andrew as close as I can because he needs to feel what I felt.
Good luck.
Yeah, like I'm going to spend thousands of dollars to get him where.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. You know, it's cheaper when it's you by yourself.
Yeah, everything's cheaper when it's just you.
Oh my God, this is so much cheaper. But I spent that ticket that I had, I spent $400 on. And the experience I had was like tens of thousands of dollars worth of experience,
probably. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's no amount of, I would have paid way more for this ticket even if I knew I was gonna get to do all this. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've got tons of pictures. I've got like 200 or 300 pictures and videos on my Facebook page. It's just like, gosh. Second night, the thing I liked about second night is I wasn't taking as many pictures. I was able to like remind myself, like, dude, you're at a concert, put your phone down, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the one thing I did enjoy about night two, is like I actually got to like not fanboy out completely. So that's my story.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for me. It was like again, it's one of those things that will never happen again.
I should join some Facebook fan clubs, I guess.
For the Jonas Brothers. Now shout out
to anybody.
Shout out to the Metallica group. It's called To Live Is to DFW, and they're like the official chapter of the main fan club. Dude, they did like a heck of a pre-party both nights. Like, these dudes are like dedicated. They were giving out swag. They had like buffet lined up for us. We were getting drink specials. Like, we took over like a whole bar, basically. It was cool. And like, it was, I've always gone to these concerts with people. I've never been to one by myself. And like, you were with a bunch of people like, oh my God, they're exactly like me. Like, we all have the same passion for this band, just like everybody else. And that was probably the coolest thing too, is just meeting. Like, I've got so many people I've met that like I still communicate with, you know, a couple weeks later. And like, we got like inside jokes that like nobody else would understand.
Yep.
It's kind of, I guess, like a Star Wars nerd or something. Like, we're all the same, you know?
I will say, I've seen Metallica in concert too.
I know. And you didn't even like, you didn't even know you were going to see him, right?
No, I knew I was going to see him. I was in California, San Francisco for a conference, and they happened to be headlining the conference. So like, I knew I was going to see him. You just have to understand that I know like one Metallica song. I don't, so like, I didn't know any of the songs, but I had a great time because I was there for free and they had food and drink and it was just a great time. And I was still really enjoyed it.
This was my eighth and ninth time, I believe, seeing him. So I think it's 8 and 9, and then 10 and 11 will be when I see him later this year.
Dang.
And I'm already making plans to see him next year. So
of course you are.
Yeah, got to. So much fun. Highly recommend it. If you guys haven't been to a concert lately, I highly recommend it. And the floor is not always like fun, because there's like a whole different level of things that go on the floor. You stand a lot. Like, you know, some people that get in the seats, it's because they want to sit in the seats. But down there on the floor, down in the standing room, it's like, especially standing room, like if you go to the bathroom, you lose your spot. You know, you had seating at your place. But it is, it's hotter, it's more congested. Your view isn't the same.
The sound's a little different.
That's the one thing I noticed in my videos, is like, when Lars, the drummer, was playing, like, I wasn't hearing, like, the processed sound of the drums. I was hearing, like
the actual drum.
Like, the clanks. Yeah. So, when I was watching the videos on YouTube, I'm like, oh, that's really what it sounds like. I'm like, I didn't hear that. I heard the clank, clank, clank. And so, it's, but it's fun. Like, down there on the floor of any of these shows, Taylor Swift, Metallica, Jonas Brothers, Beyonce, whoever, Ed Sheeran, Myrna saw Ed Sheeran a couple months ago. It's like, it's a whole different group of people. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have like a whole different experience than everybody else, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You had a catwalk at your stage, didn't you? You just don't know when they're going to come out. You know, it's just like, it's a cool time.
Just be ready for it physically.
Dude, drink, hydrate. I mean, yeah. It was 105 whenever we went, and it was pretty hot when you went.
Mm-hmm.
It was like high 90s. Right? When you went.
I mean, granted, I was in a closed stadium, but still, it was very hot in that area. It's muggy. Very
sticky.
Yeah. And then when a bottle of water was like $6. So it's like, do I want to buy another bottle of water?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then you got to wait in line. Like, I wish the concert experience was better in that regard. Like, I wish they did like at the ball games where they just come by like to sell you water.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But no, if you haven't been to a show lately, go. There's so many good shows out there. There's like a lot of people are touring right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of like pent up, you know, energy that people really still hadn't been able to release since COVID. So it's all coming out as positive energy. So highly recommend it. If there's a concert you want to go to, go. It's a good time to go. It's a good time to be a music fan. Tons of shows out there. So that's my concert story, my concert experience.
Love it.
Let's, keep it going. Get some live music in your life. It makes your life better.
Do it.
I think that's it. Did we talk about everything?
Yeah.
We talked about the Jonas Brothers. We talked about Metallica. Never in our wildest dreams did we think we would have the Jonas Brothers and Metallica in a conversation. We did.
Maybe they should do a collab.
Ooh, Metallica Brothers.
Me and Kevin and Nick play guitar.
Does Joe not play guitar? I couldn't remember his name.
I don't know if he does or not. Like, he doesn't. He didn't during the concert, so that makes me think he doesn't play, but I wouldn't know.
Well, that's going to wrap us up.
Yep.
We are rolling through season 7.
Just so far.
Rocking and rolling, literally. So,
what you did there.
I know. Let's thank the sponsors. Thanks to Wavespace Audio for giving us these lovely jams. Thanks to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. Thanks for their continued support.
Thanks, guys.
So, on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here,
hey,
we're Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.